Well, good morning to all. It is great to gather together to fellowship and worship and praise the Lord. A special welcome to any visitors here amongst us, and we are blessed to have Matt Pardee sharing with us today. Matt serves as the president of the H2O Network. The H2O Network is a network of Christian churches primarily focused on college campuses across Ohio and beyond. In addition to the prayer concerns that you see on page 16 of the bulletin, I want to inform you that Sue Steiner passed away Friday evening. A visitation will be held on Wednesday from 4 to 8 in the chapel. The funeral will be on Thursday at 10:30, also in the chapel, with the burial to follow, and then a luncheon after that here at the church. Other items to note, you can see page 14 for more details. For the gift gals, because of some scheduling issues, the date, time, and location have changed for this month's get-together. They will be meeting at 5 p.m. at Sullivan's Restaurant in Wauseon on Thursday, August 28th, and a new sign-up sheet is on the bulletin board. Also, for all the families with pre-K through 12th graders, be sure to get the following on your calendars. The fall kickoff outdoor bash will be on September 17th, and the fall night of faith will be the following week on September 24th. Again, see the bulletin for more details. Let's now turn our attention to our opening scripture, which can be found in Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Let's pray.
O God, our refuge,
our strength, our help, you are the foundation upon which our lives are built, the mighty fortress which surrounds and protects us. Though the earth should change, the mountains shake, the waters rise, we will not fear. Help us, O Lord, to live fearlessly amidst the storm. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Please rise if you are able, And let us sing our hymns of praise. Our hymns of praise are, the first one is, "We Have Come Into His House." That is found on page 6 of your bulletin. We will be singing both verses of that one. And then we will be singing verse 1 of "All the Way My Savior Leads Me." That's verse 1, and that one is found on the following page, page 7. Then we will sing "He Leadeth Me," and we will sing verse 1 of "He Leadeth Me," and that is found on page 8. After that is finished, we will sing "Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us," and that is found on page 9. We will be singing verses 1, 2, and 4 of that one. So let us start by singing "We Have Come Into His House."
Prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine, we are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine, we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, be good to go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Early let us seek thy favor, early let us do thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast love us still. Blessed Jesus, thou hast love us still.
And now at this time, let us pass the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ with each other.
Good morning. I invite any children in the congregation to come forward if they would like to. Good morning. Sit wherever you guys want. How was the first week of school? Well, Allie, second. Good? Good. Are we doing okay waking up early again? No. Have mom and dad had to just kind of like nudge you a little extra this week to get up? No. Daddy has, yeah.
My mom.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to do something real quick. Let's see. Who wants to do me a big favor and hold this for me? Great. All right. Now, everybody that knows me in here is going to laugh at me because they know I'm not athletic. But I'm going to do some running in place this morning, okay? Yep. Thanks. See, now, I was a theater kid and a choir girl. I did not play sports. Athleticism is not my thing. So, all right. I'm really, really thirsty. Can you help me out here? Thanks. I need a drink. Thanks. All right. Yep, great. Hold that for me. Hey, can I have another drink of that, please? Great. Thank you. Whew, man, I'm just not in shape. All right. Can I have one more drink, please? Yeah, great. Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it. Whew. What's going on here? I am thirsty, right? That little run here, that took me, 30 seconds? That wore me out. That made me thirsty, huh? Yeah. So today, Pastor Matt is going to share about Jesus and the woman at the well. Do you guys know what a well is? Yeah? What is a well? Allie? A place where you get water. Okay. Why do we need water? To stay hydrated, because we get thirsty, right? Right, yeah. Like I did. I kept getting thirsty. Now, Jesus has this conversation with this Samaritan woman at the well. Now, here's the issue with this. Jesus was Jewish. The Samaritan woman was an outcast. They weren't supposed to be talking to each other. But Jesus talked to her anyways. So, Okay, we have these rules here. So I graduated from the Bowling Green State University, right? Any Falcons in the room? Great. Yeah? All right, wonderful. My husband, on the other hand, graduated from the University of Toledo. Boring. No. No. Okay. So we're gonna say that, say, the Bowling Green Falcons and the University of Toledo Rockets, they can't talk to each other. That makes home life pretty awkward, right? We're not allowed to talk to each other, okay? We've constructed this rule. So Jesus decides that even though, much like the Rockets and the Falcons, he decides he's going to talk to this Samaritan woman anyways. And he says, "Give me a drink." He asks her for a drink of water. Now she's confused because why is he talking living water? So this water that I was drinking, right, I'm going to keep getting thirsty again. But when my spirit is thirsty and I drink the living water of Jesus Christ, I'm filled. So I'm going to do a quick demonstration. Allie and Evie, you are not allowed to tell anybody what this is, okay? We did it last night, and hopefully it works again. Okay. We found at first service that the green markers worked pretty good. So I'm going to draw a couple people in here, okay? We're going to pretend that this is Lainey. Okay. And here's Kennedy. Okay. Now, can you guys see those? You look pretty cute, don't you, Kennedy? Yeah. There's Lainey and Kennedy for all of you that don't know what they look like. Okay? This is Lainey and Kennedy. They're in my jar. They're pretty dry, right? Needing a spiritual drink. What happens if suddenly my water here is the living water that Jesus describes? Oh, Lainey's starting to get up. Lainey, you're up and moving around in there. Now this, Kennedy, you're not getting off the glass jar. So what's supposed to happen, it worked at first service. They lift up out of the water and they start to move around. These illustrations in here is kind of like that Samaritan woman. When she is filled with the living water, she then is able to go and move freely about and share Jesus with other people. She goes and shares her testimony and helps other people to know Jesus. So now, Lainey, you're kind of lifting off a little more in there and just kind of wiggling around. But you then get to go and float through life with your thirst quenched and share the word of Jesus with others. Let's pray together real quick, okay? Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the children in our congregation. Knowing that despite how young they may be, at different stages of knowing you, that they can still go and share their testimony with others to bring others to know you. Lord, I just ask that you bless them as they enter another week of school. Let you fill their hearts with your joy, with your love, and with your peace. In your loving name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
Please bow your heads for our morning prayer. Dear God, Father, Savior, Healer, and Creator, thank you for bringing us together today. We are blessed to be able to gather together to worship you and learn from your teachings. We pray for Matt as he delivers the message you have laid upon his heart. We pray that you would bless the H2O ministry as they strive to bring the message of Christ to the university setting. Open the ears of the students and ours as well. May your spirit stir us all into action. We pray for all of our students returning to school, whether it is preschool or college. We especially ask that those who are away from home for the first time would feel your presence. Father, we lift up those in our church family who are having health issues. We pray for healing, comfort, courage, strength, and faith. We pray for Pastor Eric, Linda, Jace, Janet, Greg, Charlene, Denise, Braden, Chloe, Josie, as well as those not named in the bulletin. We also pray for their families, friends, and caregivers, that they would be able to offer support, compassion, and encouragement. We pray that the family of Sue Steiner would feel the comfort of knowing that her strong faith has made her salvation secure. And as we prepare now to continue to our time of worship and praise, hear us as together we pray the words you have taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The song I'm about to sing is a pretty popular song. It's one of my favorites, Shout to the Lord. I'm sure it's probably one of your favorites too. It's a song of praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. And not only is it a song of praise, it's a prayer of praise. So while I'm singing this, I would like to ask you to, while I'm singing, pray along with me as I pray and sing.
Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Thank you, Roger. Our sermon scripture is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verses 5 through 10, where Jesus and his disciples were traveling through Samaria on their way from Judea to Galilee. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Hear the word of the Lord.